Dr. Paparangi Reid joins us for a kōrero today. Paparangi, tēnā koe. Thanks for your time this morning. Kia ora.
Morena, morena.
Well, it looks like we're going to be stuck in lockdown a little bit longer here in Tamaki Makaurau, but yesterday's lesser numbers, encouraging, might be a little bit early to read into things. Certainly suggestions that we could be into this level 4 lockdown for longer than 2 weeks. What's your gut feeling?
I think we just have to surf the waves. We have to wait and see, and we have to be able to handle, with some patience, the ability to manage the uncertainty of not knowing the full picture yet and to work with it, because otherwise we're going to get frustrated with and try and read into things. There's some goodish signs, the numbers yesterday, but there's some, but dealing with Delta, there's a lot of uncertainty. So we just have to ride it out a little bit and do what we've got to do. Meditate, read something, try and chill through it. And, that's harder for some than others, but, we've got to work with it.
You and many others have been critical of the messaging and the inability of some of the government's tactics to connect with our people, and therefore our numbers aren't quite what they might have expected. There's a push on at the moment, though, and I see that some of our iwi are sort of almost taking the matter into their own hands, going door to door to vaccinate whānau. I think up in Ngāti Hine, that's a strategy. Your colleague Rawiri has mentioned that Times Street Corner vaccines. It feels as though we almost have to get on with the job ourselves, because the government quite obviously hasn't been able to connect in the way that's needed for our people. Your thoughts?
We've always known that this is the case. We've always known that we're not the priority, despite being treaty partners, despite having a whole lot of warning signs. So, and the other thing that seems to be happening is that there's two games in town. There's the Delta game, but there's also the politics game. And to be able to prioritise us, they have to be brave enough to put Māori first. And then, on the other hand, they know that their political opponents, or that it's not political. So they're trying to play a political game, but there's no time to play a political game when we're living in the most extraordinary time, a global pandemic that has already claimed millions of lives and hurt, many, many millions of people internationally. So that's the problem, I think they've got the brains. They know what they need to do, but there's no political willingness to do it. So therefore, we have to do it for ourselves. And I actually think that's a good thing in some ways. We're not being resourced to operationalise it properly. But my goodness, isn't it refreshing to know that we can do it, that we've got the innovation, that we've got the will, that we've got the, the mandate. And it's very, very mana motuhake and tino rangatiratanga for us to get out and do it, because they won't put us first. So I sort of hate it, but I sort of love it too. I'm very a dollar each way this morning, aren't I?
No, it's okay too, because we've got, the main thing is that we're getting to our people. We've heard kōrero of some of our elderly folks saying, look, you can't come and visit me unless you are fully vaccinated. So our younger people perhaps aren't as serious about this as we might hope they would be. This type of kōrero might be adding to the hand. Also, what do you make of incentivising people to get vaccinated?
Actually getting vaccinated, actually going out of your way to do something about this, takes some sort of incentive, and that incentive might be yourself, you know, making sure your own protected, you're a little bit afraid of what might happen, or you've got some health issues. It might be whānau, because, you know, like Nan, you've got to protect yourself in order to protect her. So those sort of incentives are there. Whether or not we need to do anything else in terms of incentives, time will tell. It's a difficult issue. The politics of it are difficult. But what I think really needs to happen at the moment is that as a community, we need to be incentivized to do both things, not just get vaccinated, but also to do the isolation, to do the public health thing, to stop the spread, to stay at home, to get tested, all those things. We need to be incentivized to do that. And that needs to happen through, I think, increasing social support. I think there needs to be an increase in benefits. I think there needs to be an insurance of food supply, because I think people who are isolating, I'm quite worried that some of them will break lockdown to get food, and we don't have our social support as well organised as we did last time. And I think we've got support for businesses, but we have less support for people who are living in precarious positions. I think that's really back to front. Well, it's really unequal. So I think we need to incentivise people, first of all, incentivise the whakaaro of why we need to get vaccinated, and secondly, incentivise why people need to follow the public health advice around hand washing, wearing a mask, staying at home, getting tested, all those social distancing, all those sorts of things. And whether or not we're talking about other monetary or other forms of incentivization, I'm not sure we're there yet, but it's great to have a conversation about it.